Today it's time to catch up with RNIB's events and fundraising to find out a little bit more about how you can get involved in supporting the UK's leading sight loss charity. You don't have to be a volunteer, you don't have to commit to doing volunteering or fundraising all the time. Every little does help. Now joining me, we have with us Elizabeth Wagner.
Hi Alan, thanks for having me.
So here we are once again, but what we're going to do, I think we're going to look back at a couple of pretty big events which you and I have spoken about over the past few months. We're going to talk a little bit about the Treks and the Big Jump, which was the biggie this year as well. So tell me about the Treks. What are they like? What's that involve?
Yeah, so we've had lots of success with trekking events this year. It's really exciting. We launched two brand new trekking events and we had a real aim to make them genuinely accessible. We're working with our partners to make sure that was happening. And we managed to recruit over 40 people to take part in treks for Team RNIB this year. And we've raised over £30,000, which is amazing to go from not raising anything to that amount. So the two events we had were the Ben Nevis Challenge and the South Downs Trekathon, which was a 26-mile trek along the South Downs coast. Yeah, we had just a real mixed bunch of people taking part. It was mainly new people who hadn't done events for us before. We had a number of participants who work for Specsavers, one of our charity partners.
Was the weather kind? That's one of the things I have to ask, because you're talking about treks here in the UK. Did the weather fare well?
The weather is always a bit of a challenge with challenge events, no pun intended. We can never plan for that. We can plan for everything else, which we do, but we can't plan for the weather. So South Downs Trekathon, we had about 30 degree heat that day.
Wow.
So we were trekking 26 miles. So not only did we cover a lot of distance, but it was a very, very hot day. But we had amazing support from the event partner that we work with, making sure everyone was fully stocked on snacks and water, did lots of stops, making sure people had hats on and sun cream and all that kind of stuff. And it was such an amazing kind of team effort, everybody supporting each other, people looking after each other, you know, checking for blisters, all that kind of stuff.
Lovely. It's good to know, though, that, you know, we talk about treks sometimes. People think, oh, I've got to go and, you know, trek the Andes or follow the Amazon Delta. You don't have to go abroad to take on these challenges and raise a fantastic amount of money.
Not at all. And there's some incredible places across the UK. So we want to make the most of that. It, you know, it makes it easier for people to get involved. You know, if it's only a 1 or a 2 day trek, you know, you're not away from home for too long. And also it means that the fundraising is fairly reasonable. So, for example, for the South Downs Trekathon, we asked people to raise £350. And for Ben Nevis, it was £495. So, you know, that's a decent sum of money, but it's not kind of so much that it feels kind of unachievable for people. So if you missed out this year, you can get involved in 2019. We're also adding two new treks as well. So it will be a Jurassic Coast Challenge and a Pembrokeshire Coast Challenge. So two stunning parts of the UK that, you know, are rich in history, and people can get involved in those.
When you mention the words Ben Nevis, you think of something that could be quite arduous, but it doesn't sound as if it really is that taxing, because you don't want people to go, oh, I don't want to do that, I don't fancy that. So you do a lot of work to make sure that anyone can participate in these, whether they're fully sighted, blind or partially sighted.
It is an epic adventure, Ben Nevis, and it certainly isn't a kind of walk in the park, but it is achievable for anyone with a bit of training and the right support. There was a range of kind of levels of fitness on the trek. There was a range of kind of experience of kind of hill climbing, and we had a range of participants, sighted, partially sighted and blind participants who, you know, required different levels of support. And there was just a real team effort. So we had Sue, who's one of our participants, who's registered blind, and Graham, who cited, who supported each other the whole way.
I wanted to do the Ben Nevis Challenge because I have done some walking up in the Lake District, Garfield Pike, Coniston Old Man. I've also done Snowdon, so Ben Nevis was the third one I needed to do to get all three done. Granted, when I did Snowdon, I had some sight, but all the others I've done without sight. So when I seen the Connect magazine, I thought, let's go for it. And the Ben Nevis Challenge was going to be first time I'd done this challenge with new guides I'd never met before. And as it turned out, the two guides that were going to guide me had never actually guided a blind person before either. So it was the first all round for all of us. On the morning of the walk, I woke up and a mixture of excitement and nerve. I knew that it wasn't going to be an easy climb, although I didn't appreciate how rocky the actual climb was going to be. My guides were both excellent guides. They were both helpful, very informative in their descriptions of what I was walking on and where I had to step. And we were all very excited to be doing this challenge, as none of us had done it before. When we finally reached the summit, it was a mixture of relief and excitement. I just couldn't believe that we'd actually made it. There were several times going up, I knew that Phil, who was our leader, was aware of the time because he had his own set targets where we had to be on different parts of the mountain. And all I kept thinking was, we've got to do this because I don't want to be the one that held the other three back. It was a case of just encouraging them to keep going because I know that Graham was struggling because he was my main guide, especially on the rocky bits. And the other two, Lizzie and Sheena, were behind me. They were also starting to tire. And once we got about half an hour from the top, we just all knew that we were going to make it. And it was a case of the adrenaline that just kept us all going. It was very misty on top, and there were times when the visibility was very, very poor. And it was very cold, to say we were in August. It was about 0 degrees, if not lower, on the top, and quite windy. I didn't have any problems or thoughts about coming down because I knew it was going to be far easier for me to come down than it was going up. I think overall, the experience was one I will never forget, but it's certainly something I would recommend for anybody to have a go at. When I lost my sight in 2007, I honestly believed I wouldn't be able to do any fell walking ever again. And I've overcome that with encouragement from friends. And I would recommend any actual event activity that the RNIB put on to anybody.
I've spoken to some of the guys who've done the big jump and they've done parachute jumps. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I quite fancy trying that maybe next year, doing something like that. Because the big jump was another huge success.
Oh, you should never say that to me, Alan. I'm going to be signing you up now.
Ah, right, okay. Hang on. Edit.
No, we've got it on tape, I'm afraid. Yeah, and another one, the big jump, amazing. You know, it's people about, you know, people really overcoming fears and doing something often that they're really scared of. But, you know, we always get the feedback, especially the people who are the most scared afterwards, who say, that was just amazing. I want to do it again. And you often get people going back and doing it again. Last year, we only had around 10 people do skydives for RNIB, which raised around £3,000. And this year, we've had over 60 people skydiving, and which is going to raise over £40,000 once all the fundraising comes in, which is just phenomenal. And people just doing an amazing thing. And once again, you know, telling their friends and family and colleagues all about it. So spreading the word even more about RNIB and what we do.
So I took part in the big jump because I wanted to raise some money through the RNIB and to also show visually impaired people that there is nothing that we can't do. And on the day itself, I was feeling quite nervous and hoping that it wasn't going to be cold when I was up in the plane. But when we were up there, the instructor was behind me. It was going through all the manoeuvres again. I was thinking, how the heck am I going to remember all these? I hope I don't do something wrong. But when we jumped, I was hanging over the side for a couple of seconds, wind blowing in my hair. And then the instructor kind of let us off the plane and we were falling through the sky. Oh, it was absolutely awesome. It was very cold on my face, but it was just like, it was just falling through time. I couldn't obviously see the bottom. And when we landed on the ground, the instructor was saying, oh, put your legs up, put your legs up. I kept thinking, oh, are my legs high enough? Are my legs high enough? Feet touch the floor and it was just like a sense of accomplishment just come off me. It was like, yes, I have done this. And what I would say to other people, if you are visually impaired, is definitely do it. It's a feeling like no other that I've ever experienced. There was no barriers to it. The person that I was paired with told me everything that I needed to do. showed me physically all the manoeuvres that I needed to do, helped me get into my suit. When we were up there, always checking if I was all right. And then actually when we were falling through the sky, telling me what was about. So we're saying the sea's over that way. Oh, that's a lake down there. There's, you know, there's grass between us. The people are to the right. Just like having audio description behind me. It was just amazing.
A huge success. So I'm assuming that next year there'll be a big jump as well?
Absolutely. Taking the leap for RNIB. Sorry about that. I can't stop myself from making the jump puns. But we're definitely going to be doing it again next year. We're hoping to raise the same amount of money. And we'd love it for people to get involved, you know, and all the feedback that we get from people who join Team RNIB is really, really positive. People have a great experience and we've got a brilliant little team at RNIB who support all our participants, you know, making sure that people are prepared and that you've got all the kind of fundraising support that you need and support you to get kind of local press coverage and all kinds of things that we'll do to try and help our participants out and make sure that you have the best possible experience. So, yeah, I would just say join us. You won't regret it. You'll definitely have a life-changing experience, be it whether you kind of jump out of a plane for us or take on one of our amazing treks.
Okay, well, here's the important bit then, Lizzie. If people would like to get involved and do more, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can drop us an email on events@rnib.org.uk, or you can visit the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk/events. Either way, you can get in touch with us, and we'd love to hear from you and love to get you signed up.
Lovely, but let's hope more people do get involved, Lizzie. And for the moment, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thanks, Alan. Go Team RNIB.